وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون، قال الله عز وجل: وعاشروهن بالمعروف. وقال تعالى: ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف. وثبت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي. أيها المسلمون، براسس إن إسلام، marriage is a part of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla legislated the marriage for His messengers and those who follow them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, addressing His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً. So the messengers of Allah married. They had wives, they have children. That is from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's from the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command the believers to help to get married those who are not able. And if they are poor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice them. Allah said in the Quran, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَّامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. So in this verse, that the believers should help one another and should help to aid those people who are in need of marriage but not able financially, to help them. Also those who financially may be able but they don't find a suitable person, because people are not helping them to marry the right person, to help, to assist those people. All this is because of the importance of marriage. An authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يا معشر الشباب من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج. الحديث. In this hadith, Prophet ﷺ called the youth and the people of knowledge said also, everyone who has interest in marriage, is able to get married, has a desire getting married, has a need getting married, is being addressed. He ﷺ command to get married. And he mentioned some of the benefits of getting married. So marriage is from Islam. In authentic hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثَلَاثَةٌ حَقٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَوْنُهُمْ وَذَكَرَ مِنْهُمْ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ النَّاكِحُ يُرِيدُ الْعَفَافَ. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three have rights on Allah Azza wa Jal. Means Allah gave them this right out of His mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and bounty and favor and kindness. From those three, the one who is getting النَّاكِحُ يُرِيدُ الْعَفَافَ, to aid and to help the one who is getting married, to protect his chastity, to protect his himself, means failing from to haram, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Therefore, marriage is from Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call us to get married. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam call us to get married. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't call except to that which is the best for the creation. Every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is based on rahmah, mercy, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore, marriage should be mercy, should be rahmah, should be beauty for the husband and wife and for their beloved ones. for the Muslim Ummah. And that's going to be when the husband and his wife go by the teachings of Islam. They obey the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regard to their relationship. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned, he summarized azza wa jal, how a husband should treat his wife and how a wife should treat her husband. Allah said, wa'ashiruhunna bil ma'ruf. O man, o husband, treat your wife is with good. Ma'ruf, with good. What people consider to be good. People at that time, in that place, whatever they consider to be good, that's the way a husband should treat with his wife. Likewise, Allah said, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Means that also the wife should treat, the woman should treat her husband with good. Both of them. Every one of them is commanded to use good. Good statement, good action, good heart, honesty. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that some of the female companions come to his house complaining about their husbands. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ هَاُولَٰي خِيَارُكُمْ أو كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَّى السَّلَامِ. Those means their wives are complaining about, are not the best of you, are not from the good one of you. In another hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of you is the best to his wife. خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ. The best of you is the best to his wife. This is a great hadith. Are we good to our wives? Do we treat them well? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Allah azza wa jal, do we give them their right? Do we thank them and appreciate what they're doing of great job? Would the man cannot do it? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the man to treat his wife with good. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there is a lot of divorce. There is a lot of separation and conflict between the husband and wife, between the family. A lot of marital life is going to end. It turned to be a punishment instead of being peace and happiness and joy. What's going on? Many Muslims, they end up divorced, especially in these Western environments. It's very important to study what's causing one of those things, which is oppression to the woman, which happened here and there, is that the Muslim woman, she trying her best to raise the children, if she has a children, to raise them, to give them birth, to nurse them, to clean them, to feed them, to wash their clothes, to shop for them, to take them to school, to a doctor, clean the house. She doesn't have a time to sleep. A specific time to sleep, she doesn't have it. She's ready to wake up any minute, any second, night or day, with her weaknesses, going through in biological things, being on a state of menses, pregnancy, sickness, weakness. Many times having no one to help after Allah. She doesn't have a family around her to help her, to give her some relief. She's doing many that a man cannot do one day. Most of men can't do in one day, let alone their entire life. How long can she be in that state? What the man is doing? The best thing he does is to provide the family and to pay the bills. Is that enough? It's not enough. For educating the children, for teaching them, being a part of their life, helping their wives, at least giving some break. Some women, they don't take break. Whole year, day and night, And with that, if something goes wrong, she's a human. What this man does? Threaten them. I divorce you. I'm going to marry another one. You are so and so. You are all. You have so and so. Hurting her feelings. Wallahi, some man is hard on them. I swear by Allah. To say to their wife, you did good. It's very hard on them. Rather, some of them are here. I know it in close. All what those women are doing, of great job, 20 men may not be able to do. They don't consider they did anything. I work. I go to work. I'm working how many hours? This is the man, how he talk. How about your wife? Especially with children, where she is living. She was not. Do you have a time to sleep? You have a time. Your job is limited. Even if you have hardest job, wife's job is more harder. And if you want to see that into realistic life, do her job 1 day or 2 days. Shaykh Abdul Razak bin Abdul Muhsin Abbad, hafidhahumullah, he advised the man. He has suggested to give 1 day their wife's break. So they care the children. They feed them. They clean them. They wash them. They do everything. They clean the house. They clean the dishes. They clean the clothes. They take care of everything the woman is taking care of. Some women, not only that, they even help their husband with their own job. And the man, they get mad. And when something fell short, this man, he threatened her. Threatened them. Divorce, marry on them. Subhanallah, where is rahmah? Where is kindness? Where is justice? Some of them, wallahi, they even may take the dowry back from their wives, sending them having nothing. Having nothing. If she asks something, or someone asks, akhi, give something to your wife, which Islamically mandatory on every woman who is divorced. It's called mata' in Islam. وَمَتِّعُهُنَّ وَمَتِّعُكُنَّ. Some Muslims, they don't know it. If you divorce your wife, you need to give her something. Ma'roof, give her wealth. This wealth is decided by the status of the man's financial situation, the environment. Some women are divorced. Wallahi, I attended. A sister called me after Isha when I was closing the masjid with other brothers from this masjid. She has SUV car. She asked me if she can sleep in the masjid. So what happened? She said her husband got into a khulu. She been married with him years because she asked for khulu. And I don't have, she said she doesn't have anything. She only has that car. I said, you have a good car. She says, it's because I have the only car. She doesn't have where to sleep. Subhanallah. Brother, how you left your wife? I give him a call. Is that true? Yes. How you send your sister in Islam? That's the one who was your wife last night, was with you years. How you are happy tonight to look for a place to sleep? She doesn't have family, especially those sisters who become Muslim, who family are not Muslims, who have been taken away from their family, from state to state, from country to a country. After Allah, they don't have any family members helping them. And now she has to start from scratch. Nothing. She doesn't have even a money to sleep on a hotel one night. She's begging to be allowed to sleep in a masjid. Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not right, brother and sister in Islam. A husband, a Muslim, he's not the one who good in the masjid. Smile to his brothers. Alhamdulillah, that's great. That's good. Walillahi alhamdu wal minna. To go to the masjid to smile to your brother's faces. But your wife deserves more than that. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the charity, the dinar you give to the fi sabirillah, jihad fi sabirillah. In the cause of Allah you spend. The dinar you give to the poor and the dinar you give to your wife, the one you give to your wife is better. That's better with Allah, better for you. Who of us think that way? Everything you give your wife is sadaqah, charity. Everything you give your wife is charity. It's better than when you give it to the poor people. How you give sadaqah to the other and your wife has nothing. Some brothers, barakallahu fihim, alhamdulillah, very wealth. May Allah increase them wealth and health and righteousness. But their wife don't have anything to buy with what they need, necessity. They need even to beautify themselves for their husband. They don't have it. Subhanallah. Husband asking, their wife asking some, they mock at them. I'm tired. You always yelling. You always asking. You always demanding. What does she demand? Some women, they really in a torture, in a problem, because their husbands are not giving thanks, are not appreciating what they're doing it, are not helping them what they must help with. It is the responsibility of a man to teach his children, to take them to school. It is on him, number one, to take them to the doctor, to take care of their akhlaq. The mother is doing all this. Brothers and sisters in Islam, how long the sister can be on that state? With the reality, regardless how much she try her best, she may be the best of the women. She's weak. خُلِقَ مِنْ دِلَعٍ أَعْوَجِ. There has to be shortcoming. She must have fault, some of her manners, some of her way of life. There has to be shortcoming. لَا يَفْرَكْ مُؤْمِنٌ مُؤْمِنًا إِنَا إِنْكَرِهَا مِنَا خُلُقًا رَضِيَ مِنَا آخر. Prophet ﷺ said, means if you dislike your wife, if you dislike her with something, she must be good in another thing. Don't look at the shortcoming. Look what she is good with. Also, as a Muslim husband, good Muslim husband, do your part. Have connection with your wife. Connecting with your children. It's not sufficient what some Muslims think. Some brothers think if you provide, you make sure you maintain the house. Food is available. You pay the electric. You did the great job. Alhamdulillah, yes, you did a great job. But what's more important is emotional help, psychological help, spiritual help. Subhanallah, even sometimes acknowledging this and saying, Jazakillahu khairan, my wife, you're very valuable to me. After Allah, without you, I wouldn't even have anything to do. I wouldn't have a family. It's very hard them to say, let alone giving them, supporting them financially, especially if divorce comes. Especially if divorce comes. If you decide, you get married another wife, it may happen. There's a need. There's a reason. Do you leave the first one with nothing? Grieving? Or you have to put that in your account. You have to have that in your mind. Give her something, especially those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make easy for them. Give her some money, enough money to survive, to pay the rent if she needs years. She may not get a job soon. She may not be, will be hard on her to go along with the environment, to get a job, to start from zero. So she needs help, she needs support. فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَمَتِّعُهُنَّ. Give her money. Let alone taking her, taking from her, the dowry. Some Muslim men, they don't even give their wife dowry, period. They don't give any dowry. The only thing dowry is remember when he dies. It comes dead. Why you don't give the dowry to your wife? Why you keeping it? This is her money. This is her haq. It's not even the haq of her mother and father and family. The dowry. وَآتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً أي فريضة. This is her own right. She needs to use it. Why are you keeping her money? If she let her, let you, that's different. Of course, some cultures, which is wrong, they think if women, themselves think if the dowry is given, that means they are being divorced. That means they are not like it. Which is wrong. Women should be given their dowry. This is their right. If the man is able. And not only that, give her more money. Give her some money. To maintain herself, maybe to help even her home, her family, her mother, her sister, her beloved ones. They sometimes need in help. Of course, it's not mandatory on husband in this case, but it is good. Suffice your wife. Help her with the children. And don't break her heart. Some men, they threaten their wife. Any argument, I divorce you. They walk away. They leave the house. Some men, they praise other women. So-and-so is beautiful. So-and-so is so-and-so. They don't know how hard is that to the woman. Brothers in Islam, if this is what's going on, how long this woman can remain in that situation? And tomorrow, if she give up, she can't move on. She tired. She must be tired. What should be done? The man now, he blame her for the loss of the children, for the loss of life, for this. Keep on counting the little thing he does. The little thing he does comparing to what she does. It is because some man will think that if you provide, you give the material things, you did all you could do it. If you go to job, the rest of your time, where you spend to? Some of them even busy with social media. Sit in restaurants, قيل وقال, arguing with the people. Where's your children? Where's your wives? Where's your wife? Where are your wives? Where is your responsibility? Brothers in Islam, our wives deserve kindness, support, aid, help, appreciation. Emotionally, financially. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَا يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The one who doesn't thank the people, he doesn't thank Allah either. If you don't thank your wife, you don't appreciate, you don't make her feel you're happy with her. She's doing a great job. After Allah, you're in need of her. You help her. It's not just attainment, action. You don't thank her for what she does. Remember, you are not truly thanking Allah either. مَنْ لَا يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ أَقُولُ الْقَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وموالاه. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this is just the one cause of the family problems and divorce and separation. That when the husband is not helping his wife, is not helping her emotionally and financially, is not helping her with the children, is not helping her with the great task in front of her. And if something gets short, something happened, it must happen, hurting her feelings. And if you decide, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ to divorce and to move on, he does it in a very easy way, without any consultation, without taking her case to her beloved guardian, or the muslihun, the mediators, without trying his best, if she is wrong, to convince her that she is wrong. Not through himself, through a third part, who she trusts, who can hear her concern, will not cut her off, will listen to her with respect and kindness. And if she's wrong, advising her kindly, sister, you're wrong. My daughter, you're wrong. My sister, you're wrong. He's not taking her to those people. Some men, they don't allow their wife, wallahi, to make any third part. Even her own family, her imam, student of knowledge, to involve while there's a real problem. No communication between them. Years. No communication. No physical. Some of them no greeting, even no salam to one another. These are reality, brothers and sisters in Islam. It's not exaggeration. It's a reality with some family. No sharing bed. Nothing. At the same time, he doesn't allow a third part to involve, to listen, to try to solve. the female companion, some of them, when there is an issue, used to complain to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا. She complained about her husband. She has right to complain about you. If you were not able to fix the problem, yes, the marriage affair should be in the house, not outside the house, except in the necessary situation. And what is a necessity? It should be those who are trusted. Those who are justice, they hear from both sides. Not only your sister who hear from you, or your brother, or your friend, or your sheikh who only hear from your side. Doesn't give chance to hear from the sister's side. And then, waiting until the third person make the decision. She is not suitable for you. She is disobedient. She is not obeying Allah Azza wa Jal. I try my best. The problem is her. If you sit to the force her not to be patient, I think you have right. But if you do that, still she is your Muslim sister. She is a believing woman. You too, she was with you at some time in her life. Make sure she doesn't end up homeless. Ittaqillah. Make sure you give her. وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Especially if there are children. Don't fight her. Don't use money. Don't use people. Take care of her feelings. Try to help her. Especially if there are children. No fighting. No court system. No spreading one another. فَأَمْسِكُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفِ أَوْ فَارِقُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفِ. Hold them with good, or free them with good. Stay with your wife with good, with respect, kindness, appreciation, love, or divorce her with good. Make sure you take care of her. Fi sabilillah, brothers in Islam. This is a long topic, but in reality, this is one of the causes of the family destruction. That some of the Muslim husbands, some of the brothers, they are not helping their wife. They don't have close contact, connection to them. They are not helping them. They are not helping them at the job. They are not helping them financially. They are not helping them emotionally. They are not thanking them at least what they're doing it. They are not acknowledging, they are not realizing it. They keep on mentioning what they do, which comparing to the woman, what they does is less. To my personal feelings. Then, if something go wrong, or he desire to marry, doesn't take care of his previous wife, or his current wife, her feelings, her future, her life. Wallahi, هذا ليس من العدل. This is not a justice. Taking everything away from her. Ya Subhanallah. Where is the brotherhood? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةَ. So to be careful, to be mindful of these things. To be mindful of these things. Have good communication with your wife. Listen to her. Don't cut her off. Let she be able to say her feelings. Then address the issue in wisdom. Solve the family issue. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ. It doesn't give her the right to talk to a fair person. In case she is wrong, to be corrected. She is right to be aided. And if it happened, the first take place, give her some money to your wife. Make sure she's in a good state, she can stand on her feet. Especially those sisters who their family are not Muslims. They are not at their help. Those sisters who forget about the environment because she was housewife. She forget even her education. She forgot her job. She has to start everything, as we say, from scratch. They need to be prepared to their new life. By first, they're the one who share the life with them. The one they spend their, all what they have to him. Brothers in Islam, this is just one of the cause. Of course, there are many reasons for the family destruction. And one of it is that some women, they don't obey their husbands. Even they don't allow their husband to advise them. They don't listen the way they listen to the others, to their husband. Which is not right either. A Muslim wife obeys her husband. And she respects him. Yes. And she advises him. Yes. All this في سبيل, whatever you go through of your take care of your children, taking care of your husband, your wife, taking care of your family, have good intention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you with good. Have good intention. Don't consider yourself you're lost after you're doing all these things. Now you have nothing in hand. Don't think that way. You were doing good. You were taking care of your children, taking care of your husband. You were doing good. Alhamdulillah. Inna la nudhi' ajra man ahsana amala. Allah will not waste your actions. We ask Allah al-Karim to rectify our affairs. Allahumma aghfir al-muslimin wal-muslimat wal-mu'minin wal-mu'minat الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.